So, basically, the idea for this game is I think I have 12 celebrities, and you have to try to match who went to school together when they were younger. So, in front of you, you have Cameron Diaz, BJ Novak, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Adele, Adam Levine, Snoop Dogg, John Krasinski, Ben Affleck, Charlie Sheen, Jesse J., and Jonah Hill.
Wait, I have all of them?
You are missing Cameron Diaz because Abby Draper and I cut her out, but we don't know what happened to her. She just disappeared.
I don't know, like, half these actors.
So somewhere in the radio area, there was just a Cameron Diaz roaming around somewhere.
Can I lift up the head of the actor and ask who it is? Wait, who's this? Oh, really? That's kind
of... Right. You both got the same ones
right. Are you serious?
I have more. Okay, so the ones that we got right were the office characters. So John Krasinski, what's the other guy's name?
BJ Novak.
Yeah.
And Matt Damon.
Played on Little League together.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Matt Damon and
Ben Affleck
have been friends since they were little kids. I know that.
Wow. Okay. All right, Che, look at mine.
No.
Why can't I ever... Well, now I don't
Shay,
know what to
hit
do.
Me up. Che.
Che.
That one's right.
I don't even know who that is.
And the rest are wrong.
Okay, come back.
Che.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, this is so difficult. Did I get any right?
No.
No! Wait, stay here.
No, it's my turn. It's my turn.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Wait.
No.
Are you serious?
Okay, come back. Shay, honestly, okay, if I don't get any right this time, I'm quitting.
That one's right.
Yay! Okay, I'm not quitting.
Shay.
You've only got two pairs left. No.
How?
Okay, come back. Shay's just running around the room. Please.
Oh, Shay, I think I just won.
No, none of them are right.
No!
Shay, I just won. I'm 100% sure.
No.
Yeah, Ben wins.
No! Yes! What was it? You have to list them out.
Okay, Robert Downey Jr. and...
Charlie Sheen.
Adele and...
Jonah Hill.
Who are Charlie Sheen and Jonah Hill?
Oh, wait, no, you don't have them all right. Never mind. No, that's not right.
Don't like this game anymore.
Wait, which one's Charlie?
Wait, you tell me which ones are wrong, because you told me they were all right.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to tell you which one's right.
Honestly,
it was.
I kind of give up.
This one's right.
Been a rough day.
Wait, which one's wrong, then?
You have...
That doesn't help!
What do you mean? If you have two that are wrong and you have four
Okay.
But I don't know which ones are right. I'm going to mess them all up.
There.
I
feel like I'm kind of repeating everything. Like, I can't remember.
No.
I give up.
No.
Aww.
Shay. Is this right?
No.
Shay, is this right?
No. Ben, you have
Okay,
here.
I feel like there are no
are
right
you
answers.
Which ones?
I don't. These ones were right. Ben, you're just confusing yourself.
I know.
These ones were right.
Okay.
These ones were right.
Okay.
These ones were right. So what do you do?
Come
Shay!
Back.
Listen here.
You told me they were all
no,
right.
No, Vanessa.
What the heck? How am I wrong so many times?
Okay,
this
I would
isn't
like to point out,
sense.
I am 100.
Ben won.
I'm 100% sure that I did this as a pair like 6 rounds ago because there were 2 women left, and I went, maybe they went to school together.
Basically, on Craigslist, there's this thing called misconnection ads for when you like meet someone and you don't get any of their information or anything, so you post an ad.
Yes.
Are you okay, Ben?
I'm okay. Keep going.
So you post an ad on Craigslist to find, why are you laughing?
Just keep going.
To find the person that you think you had a connection with in public. So, you know, like when, you know, you're on like a subway or something and you see someone and you're like, hey, you're cute, but I didn't get your information. And then, okay, I feel like I'm doing this wrong because Ben's laughing.
No, it has nothing to do with you. Keep going.
Okay. So then you post an ad and you're like, oh, who's this person on the subway that I thought was really cute? And then if you're lucky, then they'll respond and be like, hey, that was me. And then you like go on a date or something. And Yeah, but some of these are like really wacky, so then we decided to read them in a voice that we think is appropriate.
So here's the fifth.
With dramatic music behind it, of course.
Here's the fifth one we've ever done. It's going to be beautiful.
Thanks for listening.
No, we're not going to do that yet. We'll do that after. that beauty after. Because I have a fun thing planned for
it. It's eight.
You'll see. I have a fun thing planned for it.
I have a life.
Here we go.
What is that?
Yeah, so here it is. Misconnection ad. Maybe. Maybe.
Mics are still on, so it won't really.
Maybe.
There we go. Okay. I figured it out. We're going to try again. And here we go.
I saw you at a party last month. Another girl was wearing you, and I fell in love. You were trendy, but timeless. You had pockets. I want that skirt, I told the girl. Get it, she said, and I vowed that I would. Right away, I started imagining how great you would look. In the library, on my birthday, with a black sweater or with a jean jacket, with my blue suede pumps. I couldn't wait to fill those pockets up with stray bobby pins and crumpled post-its. But it seems, sweet skirt, that we were never meant to be. As of today, I have been to five H&M store locations in pursuit of you. I have rifled through sequined caftans, jacquard culottes, and more crop tops than I can count. There was a close call in Soho when I found just one of your type, the last unicorn. I stood in the dressing room, looking longingly at its pleats and the dim lighting. I tried out the pockets, so close, and yet I knew it wasn't right. It was two sizes too big, with no option to belt, so I left it on the counter, along with a cheeky graphic tee. I mean, what? And I resigned myself to defeat. Beautiful skirt, I want to tell you that I saw your worth. You were head and shoulders above standard H&M fare, and I think I would have worn you forever, or at least until my mid-30s. Love letter to the H&M skirt that got away. Soho.
Oh my gosh. Oh wow. That really just...
I think I deserve an Oscar for that, I'm not gonna lie.
It tugged at the heartstrings. It really did. You have your hand up like you want to say something? Oh, do you want me to turn your mic on? Should we? Or should we just sign out? I think this is the end.
I think Vanessa deserves a mic.
You know what? Her drawing was so beautiful.
You're
the camel,
so welcome,
the camel was so beautiful.
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Nice. Jay and Vanessa. And Bean.
No, you're not in this,
Bean.
Ben.
With an
eye.
Bean, Vanessa, and Jay.
Okay. Are you ready for the most beautiful sign out you're ever going to hear in your life?
No.
Sure?
I think you are. We're gonna come in with just this wonderful song we played earlier. It's called Baby, Baby, Baby. It's called Bye, Baby, Baby. I lied. By Four Seasons. Wow. You're listening to 91.3.
WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
Wiffle Waffle Live. Our Instagram is...
oh my God.
Is Wiffle Waffle Live.
Is it really?
It is. W-H-I-F-F-L-E.
Yes.
W-H-I...
W-H-I-F-F-L-E. Live. L-I-V-E.
Spelling 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
We're going to be posting the wonderful pictures of the actors who went to college together, the horrifying pictures that Shay pulled up, and the beautiful pieces of inspired art that Vanessa and I drew on our Instagram. So you should go. You should take a quick peek at them. Be like, wow. That's just amazing. And then go back to our screen, home screen, and follow us.
Or go on Microsoft Paint yourself.
Yeah.
And try to learn something new today.
You know, tonight. Both those things are free, so why not? You don't have a reason not to.
Try to paint Vanessa, Ben, and I on Microsoft Paint. We'll shout you out.
Post it. And do hashtag WiffleWaffleLive.
If you post it and tag us, and it really
we'll
is
really
just...
Surprised.
You will get a celebrity cutout head.
I'm not going to make that promise, but
I will.
Feel free to post it and tag us, and maybe if it's just amazing, we'll give you a little shout out on our next show.
No listen, one's going
to
do it.
That week's,
it's good to give that option.
Listen next week from 7 to 8 to hear me.
Not AM. We don't want to be here 7 to 8 AM.
No, PM.
No, PM.
To hear me, Vanessa, and Shay on Wiffle Waffle Live. Thank you for listening.
Good night, Garvin.